T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I don't think we have to go into shutdown mode.
In the meantime, my administration's exploring executive actions to provide protections against eviction.
No matter where they are on the rung or the ladder of success, they still have their whiteness.
I'm calling for the abolishment of history classes in Illinois.
Joe Biden and the radical left support abortion on demand.
He's now decided that he wants to be the second cousin of Bernie Sanders.
Dope. Oprah. Oprah is the richest woman in the world. Isn't she one? She's got to be one of the richest women in the world.
Up there. Yeah.
Telling me that no matter where I am on the ladder of success, I'm partially there because of my whiteness.
Well, you
it's
are
my white.
White
privilege. There's no doubt about that.
That's just a fact.
That is true.
Looked at my reflection in the mirror just a few moments ago. There in the men's room.
You're going to appear whiter when that hair's gone.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be like
last
a
few big moments white of enjoying that hair.
Glowing bulb on top of my shoulders, don't you think? Perfectly shaped, should I mention.
We'll find out.
Yes, we will.
Although my wife has accused me of having a little bit of a horn back here in the back, so I don't know. I guess that'll be more obvious once the hair's gone. In case you're wondering what's going on.
Better in the back than on top of your head?
better one in the back than two on the sides, right?
Is that it? I was scared for you. Now I'm scared for all of us.
I know.
Anyway.
I would have not shared that.
You can contribute to me being bald at some point.
I don't know that they want to right now.
By going to...
He did that on
purpose. You two don't.
If I say I have a horn.
Yeah.
I've got a giant horn growing out of the back of my head.
I didn't say it's a giant horn.
No, we did.
Check the tape. She offered to check the tape on how this whole thing got started, by the way. Earlier in the show.
Positioned it as if you had so ever so selflessly come up with this grand idea on your own.
And that is not how it went down.
No, we drug you kicking and screaming into this.
You history revisionist. Are you trying to drop history classes or something?
Yeah, I don't think history should exist. I'd like to write it.
We'll get to Mike Gonzalez coming up here in a few minutes with Heritage, because there is a state rep over in Chicago that took part in a big news conference where they want to stop teaching history to students until they can revise history to their point of view.
What?
Yeah. So thank
exactly.
you. We'll talk to Mike in a few minutes. Back to the baldness issue here. You have an opportunity to donate to a great cause, Backstoppers. And you know they exist for one reason. When tragedy strikes one of our first responders, the great folks at Backstoppers are there for them. They take care of their families. They take care of the first responders. If they're injured so severely they can't go back to work, they've got their backs. And we appreciate that. And I always love it when I can go to Guns and Hoses or do anything that helps them. So when the discussion came about how much it would cost for me to shave my head, about how much money would have to be raised, and I said $50,000. We scaled it back to $5,000 and decided we'd make it a fundraiser for Backstoppers. Now, what did I do to the history there? Did I change it?
That's accurate. It was just your willingness to do it.
Thank you. Well, no, I had to be brought along kicking and dragging at first.
Yeah.
Kicking and screaming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Only because it's my hair.
Mm-hmm. And you've got that weird horn on the back of your head.
No, it's not weird horn.
It's a little weird.
Potentially a little bump back there. My wife refers to it that way sometimes.
Okay.
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in. thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Anyway, we're moving toward that goal. In fact, every time I see people, I was out for a walk in my neighborhood last night, and people, hey, how much longer are you going to have that hair?
Love it.
Which clearly needs to
That's
be
great.
Cut. But I'm like, why go spend $25 on getting it cut when it's all going to be
soon.
Gone anyway yeah. before long?
The haircut's
so I'm just
already,
kind of dealing
you know,
with
coming.
It.
We just have, don't have the date planned yet.
Yeah.
It's funny because last week I offered to trim it up myself for him. I was like, maybe we'll do a little Facebook Live. I'll trim it up. And he's like, no, absolutely not. No way. And he's like, shut it down.
I mean, I think, yeah, everyone should get like a turn. Like your wife should like take a scissors and, you know, get your Ginger, you know, Trisha. We can all take, you know, make it look really great before they shave it off. You'll be thankful your head's bald after we
That's what we should do. We should do a mohawk before you shave it off.
Yeah.
He's got all kinds of ideas, don't you?
Yeah. Are you good?
It's like, can
you
we just leave it with how it started and be done with it? Like, stop trying to change it.
Yeah, yeah.
This was the last time we ever saw Mark.
Because right. They're asshats, that's why.
Yeah. Mark all of a sudden has to work from home the rest of the year.
I've got so many people who want to be there when my hair gets shaved off. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
Because you're going to be a
the
nervous
line is
wreck,
forming.
And it will be entertaining to watch.
I'm going to need a beer. That's what I'm going to need.
You might need something stronger.
Mm. Bust out
maybe
that four
some
roses.
Bourbon. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. The folks at the hair salon, I've been getting my hair cut by them for years, and they are also supporters of this program, have already made a generous donation toward this Backstoppers effort, and they're also offering the services of one of their stylists to, because there won't be much style left, but to shave my head. So maybe they'll let you guys touch the trimmers as
yeah,
they start to
you?
Take it off.
I mean, they don't care what shape it's in when they get it. I
right.
was just thinking before we send you there,
you know,
we might do some
hair.
Other stuff.
Oh,
the week
before I even go
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Correct. So, like, say we set this for a Friday, a couple Fridays from now, whatever day we're all here, a couple Fridays from now. Mm-hmm. Like, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we can take turns.
We all take a turn.
Yeah.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
I think it's great.
Because then I'd have to wear it that way for a whole
day?
Weekend.
No, yeah. A day. And then the next day we'll do something else ridiculous to it. And then, I mean, it's going to...
See, by
it's
then
for,
you'll be so thankful that you're getting your head shaved.
We're going to have to up the amount of money we're raising if we're going to do all this. But we're headed the right direction. I'll just say that. Let's put it that way. We're well over halfway now. So just keep donating to Backstoppers.
And make Mark bald.
Thank you. Help scalp me. That's how it's gonna. What's gonna happen? It sounds like 314-241-9797. Mike Gonzalez up next on this effort to revise history. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So today, I'm calling for the abolishment of history classes in Illinois. We're concerned that current school history teachings lead to white privilege and a racist society.
Yeah, there he is, State Representative LaShawn Ford from the Chicago area, urging the Illinois State Board of Education to shut down all history classes until we can rewrite that history. Once the history curriculum done, over, finished, Wow. Let me get to Mike Gonzalez. He's my guest today. He's a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, and is also the author of a book, The Plot to Change America, How Identity Politics is Dividing the Land of the Free. Mike, how are you?
Mark, thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, good to have you back.
I want to say hello to your listeners.
Yeah, great to have you back on the show. It has been a little while, but this is such an important issue, and you've written an entire book on part of this. But, I mean, what's your reaction when you hear this? I mean, first of all, the representative there, Ford, was not alone. There were a group of people at this news conference where they called for history curriculums to be ended until it can be rewritten.
So I don't know if you know this, but I debated him last night on QBS Chicago. They invited me to come on and have a debate with him. He pulled back a little bit. He said I was prepared for him to do to be for what I write about in my book, which is to completely rewrite the American narrative and replace it with something else.
Okay.
He wasn't quite there, at least when he was debating me. He said that he wanted to have the good, the bad, the ugly, which I think we all want in history, right? We want an accurate history. He said he wanted to have more people represented of different colors, different ethnicities. That, of course, I have a problem with. I said, look, I don't care that John Locke was an Englishman. I care that he was very insightful about the nature of natural right and natural law, and that those insights directly influenced Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and all the founders. And that by the same token, I don't care that Alexander Dumas or Alexander Pushkin were part black. I just really liked their books and read their books as a child. And so we shouldn't really be thinking that wisdom inheres in DNA. That's actually very troublesome. Ideas are good independent of the race of those that they have. He was okay with that. So I at least during the 7 minutes that I debated him, he was not quite for the complete rewriting of the American narrative that you and I fear.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about it, and Tricia Siekman here, my producer on the show, brought this up earlier. What if he had suggested not teaching math anymore until it could be revised to a different theory? People would be shocked by. I mean, that kind of is an example of how outrageous this suggestion is.
Mark, you're behind. You know, the cultural responsive teaching promoters actually do think that each ethnic group has to be taught math differently. They say this.
Well, it's stunning to me that there's a serious discussion about this. To me, and again, let me reintroduce my guest here, Mike Gonzalez from Heritage. To me, this is as ridiculous as tearing down a Christopher Columbus statue, who was an Italian explorer paid by Spain to discover new worlds. But now we can't stand it that there's a statue to him somewhere in America, because at that point,
you know,
it predates America, right? You're worried about things that happened before America was even a thing.
So, you know, that's, thank you for saying that, because one of the main reasons why you see this is a man named Howard Zinn. Howard Zinn wrote a very bad history of the United States called A People's History of the United States that is taught to all our children. I have three children. Two of them have gone through middle school. They were taught Howard Zinn in middle school, and they taught Howard Zinn in high school. Howard Zinn teaches, of course, that America is a really ugly country, that we're systemically racist, that everything, that the founding was a conspiracy by rich men to keep their privileges, which is complete hogwash. And he's very hard on Columbus, Howard Zinn.
Yes.
So what I said to the representative report last night was like, look, I'm with you in the sense that I don't like some of the history that is being taught to our children. I'm calling right now for a halt on teaching Howard Zinn. I don't think – maybe he didn't know who Howard Zinn was.
Yeah, but he's parroting Howard Zinn in one way, even if he didn't know who that was. So before I run out of time here, I got a couple minutes left, Mike. Yesterday in St. Louis, I don't know if you saw this in the headlines, our longtime Democratic congressman Lacey Clay got defeated by an up and comer who's a community activist, BLM supporter out of the Ferguson events. And I'm thinking when I see the title of your book, "The Plot to Change America." you were describing part of what happened here yesterday.
Well, as you know very well, I can't get into party politics. I think that what I try to describe in my book is we have come to be completely divided into groups that are based on ethnicity, race, sex, sexual orientation, anything that confers a degree of victimhood. That is a very bad way to order society. Nothing ever gets resolved. We end up with lots of grievances. We're constantly at each other's throats. What I would try to do with my book, The Plot to Change America, is to shed a light on this, to make sure that people understand what has happened, who did it, and especially why they did it, why they created pan-ethnic groups, why they created identity groups. I think that there is an effort underway to use these groups to change America from within.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great point, and I hope people read the book because it destroys the myth that this is all, this is all organic and has just started. People need to understand what the beginnings of this were, and you explain it very well in the book. It's called The Plot to Change America, How Identity Politics is Dividing the Land of the Free. People can find it there on Amazon and download it to Kindle, and I can't wait to read the full book because it looks fascinating.
Thanks a lot, Mark. I really appreciate that.
You bet. Mike Gonzalez, thanks so much for your time this morning. Of course, with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Boy, talk about that. I mean, those folks at Heritage don't delve into party politics very often. His book, though, to me, describes to a T what Cori Bush described yesterday when she gave her speech after her win in the primary. You know, that this all started, I'm just a reflection of my community. Incremental change is not good enough. We need to toss out the whole system. Then we've got this guy in Chicago wanting to stop teaching history just because he disagrees with it. Like, as if, let's go back and give you a different point of view on who Christopher Columbus was so you won't be proud of your country anymore. The greatest country on the face of the earth. And we've got a group of folks in this country who don't want you to think that, because that somehow damages their cause. What's the real goal here? 314-241-9797. Coming up on a big anniversary, dropping of the atomic bomb. Chris Wallace just wrote a book on it. We're going to get to him coming up next.
In the meantime, my administration's exploring executive actions to provide protections against eviction. Eviction's a big problem. Very unfair to a lot of people. It wasn't their fault that this virus came from a faraway land, as well as additional relief to those who are unemployed as a result of the virus.
Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday, our guest right now. Glad to have him back on the show. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fine. I just watched Peter Navarro on one of the morning network shows saying that the president's going to announce some new policies today regarding pharmaceuticals, I should say, and how we develop vaccines and how dependent we are on foreign countries. Did you hear that news this morning?
I have not heard that news, but I will tell you, I have a sense that the pharmaceutical industry isn't especially happy about it, because here in Washington, we're being deluged with ads saying, don't let President Trump basically import the foreign price controls, because a lot of these drugs are a lot cheaper in other countries than they are in the U.S., and saying that if you cut down on the profits, you cut down on the research, which, you know, there are two sides to this whole issue in terms of the profits of big pharma. On the one hand, you know, a lot of us complain, oh, my gosh, this drug is so expensive. On the other hand, what is it we rely on when we get sick? What is it we're relying on right now? To either treat or to give us a vaccination immunity to the coronavirus. It's enormous advantages, enormous advancements in pharmaceuticals. So, you know, they can't do that if they're not making money.
No, that's true. And, of course, the research and development costs, I'm certain, billions of dollars. I don't know what the total number is. And when you impose those price controls, as they do in Canada and some other places, they got to make it up somewhere. The American consumers ended up suffering as a result of that. There's no doubt about it. So we'll see. That announcement could be coming a little later. In the meantime, it sounds like there is still in quite a standoff, according to Mark Meadows. They've set a deadline for Friday. Do you think we come to that or not?
All I know is what I'm hearing from the people as they come out of the meetings. And Mnuchin is talking a little bit less about a deadline and more about we need to see progress by then. You know, I think a lot of this you have to figure is negotiating and posturing and saying to the Democrats, well, you don't, because the Democrats at this point have a big advantage over Republicans in terms of negotiating leverage. They passed a bill to take care of all of these things. You can like or not like the bill, but they passed a bill in May, and the Senate still has not passed a bill. And I'm not sure you could even get a majority of Republicans to support what the Republicans are pushing for now, because, of course, some of the more conservative members like Cruz and some of the others are saying we don't want to see any more spending at all. We, you know, we've already thrown, what, $4 or $5 trillion at this problem, and let it work its way out. So they have an advantage, but the flip side is the Republicans are saying, well, the president will just go around you and do an executive order. Now, there's some questions as to whether he can do some of the things he's talking about doing, but that hasn't stopped him before, and then we end up in the courts.
Yeah, yeah, we got politics at play here. They're both sides squaring off, no doubt about that. But that Democrat bill's got everything in the kitchen sink in it, right? It's got money for people who are here illegally. It's got money for the marijuana industry. I mean, it's got a little bit of everything stuck in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. And, you know, there's a compromise to be made to take some of that out. I will say the Republican bill, which has money to rebuild the FBI, you wonder why that's in a COVID-19 bill at this point. And a lot of Republicans are wondering about that as well. So, you know, here's the point, and I think we all scratch our heads at this. Why do we have to pass the deadline? Why? Because real people are suffering. Real people are getting kicked out of their homes. Real people aren't getting the $600 federal, added benefit in addition to their state unemployment. And you can argue, well, should it be 600 or 400? They're getting zero right now, and I think everybody agrees that's not good. So it's a tremendous imposition and burden on them. In addition to which, you know, we got a very fragile economy, and without any stimulus at all, we have the risk. We've already got 30 million people out of work. Of having more businesses shut down and more people laid off. So, you know, there are real lives at stake here while people are arguing on Capitol Hill and at the White House.
Yeah, very true. I would agree with that. Let me play a bite from you here. We had a pretty momentous event happen during our primary election on Tuesday. Play cut 22, please.
We're tired of what was. We're tired of the dirty politics. We're tired of rubbing elbows and having that kind of politics. We want to see and we need black women leading in St. Louis.
That is Cori Bush. She defeated Lacey Clay in the Democratic primary here. This is something on par with the AOC victory up in New York, Chris.
Yeah, and we also saw it this time in New York where Elliot Engel, who was the head of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, basically the Senate Foreign Relations Committee's equivalent in the House, he got beat by a challenger as well. There's no question most of the Democratic incumbents and Republicans are getting, renominated to run again, but some aren't. And, you know, there's real ferment for change, I think, in both parties. I think people are, you know, and maybe this goes back to what we were just talking about, with the COVID relief, people are frustrated with the way Washington works. It's one of the reasons Donald Trump is president. And you see that continuing. Clay had been in office, what, about 20 years or something?
It's been a long time. He inherited his dad's seat. So there's been a Clay in that office for years.
I remember that, yeah.
Yes.
So that was – and was that a huge surprise that she won?
It was. None of the polls showed her winning that I saw. And early in the night, she was way behind when I went to bed, because I go to bed early anyway. But when I went to bed, she was 20 points behind. And I wake up the next morning and she's won by 6 points. It was quite a shocker here, too.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting election. An interesting election because, one, it's going to be unlike any we've ever seen before. I mean, you look at Trump is not going to go to either North Carolina or Florida to deliver his acceptance speech. Biden now is not going to go to Milwaukee. He's going to do it from somewhere in Delaware. You wonder how much they're going to get out and actually retail campaign. And then, of course, we've got this whole fuss about the election and, you know, a lot of mail-in balloting. And, you know, one of the things that we're being told at Fox, and I think at all news organizations, and I guess we've got to get the word out to folks, don't, unless it's a blowout, do not expect when you go to bed, whether it's at Mark Cox's ridiculously early hour or at a grown-up hour, like 2 in the morning on election night, don't necessarily, if it's at all a close race, expect to know who the president is, because this thing could be up for grabs for days or weeks.
You know, Chris, today, I can't let you go without mentioning this. Today is, of course, the anniversary of the bombing in Hiroshima, the nuclear bomb in Hiroshima. Your book, Countdown 1945, I've read it. How timely. I'm sure you had this in the back of your mind, right?
Absolutely. Well, in the front of my mind. I mean, I wanted to do it. And then, of course, yes, it's the 75th anniversary today. And I have to say, you know, yes, it was what was needed to win the war. But on the day of the actual bombing, you can't help but feel some sadness. An awful lot of people, yes, the military who were in war, but also a lot of women and children in this bustling city, about 275,000 of Hiroshima. The bomb, you know, one single lone B-29 bomber, the Enola Gay, dropped this bomb. And really not only changed, obviously, life in Hiroshima, but changed life for the rest of us. It ushered in the atomic age, and the world has never been the same. And thank you for mentioning the book. We just got today, I think also because of the anniversary, we've got a wonderful review in the Wall Street Journal. They called it the nonfiction blockbuster of the season. And I got to say, people really are enjoying it. So if you would like some light summer reading. There's nothing better than the nuclear explosion of Hiroshima.
Well,
on August 6th of 1945.
It's on a day when we've got politicians in this country talking about revising history and getting rid of history books in Chicago. It's a great reminder for a lot of us exactly how that whole event went down. Chris, thanks so much.
You bet. And one other thing I would say, it's also a reminder of when the whole country, everybody used to be on the same side and pulling together in common cause. And boy, when this country puts its mind and its energy together instead of fighting amongst ourselves, there's no end to what we can accomplish.
Chris Wallace will be watching Sunday. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Mark. Yeah,
absolutely. Chris Wallace there, Fox News Sunday. A Countdown 1945. It really is eye-opening in a lot of ways if you didn't study that enough back in school. We'll be back in a minute with Tom Ackerman from KMOX.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio with us this morning. And we're just talking about the Cardinals and COVID and maybe where it all came from. Now I saw there's a dispute over the whole casino story, right?
We tried it. Look.
You warned us.
You know, you got to be careful reading some of that stuff now on social media, and people think they know. And unless you're educated on the subject, and the Cardinals were, they were in the middle of contact tracing when Mike Schilt and John Mozeliak went on Sports on a Sunday morning with me. So that was earlier this week, and said that this team has been responsible. They've been following protocol, and it's irresponsible to report anything otherwise. And we think that it started and spread, and there's no foolproof way to stop spreading once it's come in. So how did it come in? They believe it happened in St. Louis and started there, and the rest of the group was infected on the plane. And they believe that it came from someone on the outside that infected somebody.
I think it came from whoever delivered those BLM T-shirts.
Okay.
Oh, boy, Mark.
So this is what happened. You know, so you just have to follow along, and sometimes, you know, not believe all this stuff. People try to take them down and try to mix in all this stuff. I mean, it's, you know, it hit close to me. I am close with the team. And so that's a Cardinals family that was quarantined in a hotel, stuck in rooms. So really one of the first times that people, I guess, really close to me got it as a group. I've known a few people here and there, but that was really some stressful period of time, I think, for them. I mean, just trying to get a handle on it. Mark, they were very lucky that they didn't play on Thursday. So they came in on Wednesday night from Minneapolis. At this point, they didn't realize it, but they had positives in their group. They didn't find that out until after the testing came in on Thursday night that they had two positives. The word got out, and by early Friday morning, everybody had a text message, stay in your room and don't go anywhere. And so they did not go to the ballpark, and everything from that point was postponed. Had they played on Thursday instead of being apart, if they gotten together as a group and played, I don't even want to think about it. I mean, 13 could have easily been 30, mm-hmm. very easily. So, and who knows about symptoms and who they would have spread to from there. So at least they got a handle on it, and now they can get back to playing. They worked out yesterday.
And so far as we know, nobody had ill side effects from it, right?
They had some symptoms. So there were about five or six of them were asymptomatic. That number has now increased. The symptoms have gone away for a couple of them. But about half of them, roughly half of them, had symptoms ranging from headache to mild fever to cough, but no major issues, that no hospitalizations or anything like that. So those 13 were all given cars, and they all, each of them, drove back from Milwaukee. As soon as they got their positive tests, got them packed, got them in a car, got them home, got them out of there. So they were able to do back-to-back negative tests that got them out of Milwaukee yesterday and back to St. Louis. I bet that was a welcome sight.
Yeah, no kidding.
Landing in St. Louis on a gorgeous day, by the way, and they went straight to Busch Stadium and started working out. So that's, you know, and this team is... needs to get stretched out and work out. That's a long time sitting in a hotel room. So they have a game tomorrow against the Cubs, who are off to a very nice start. The good news is the Cardinals have some very nice reinforcements. They're bringing up Alex Reyes. He's pretty good. Last time I checked, Jesus Cabrera, two very good pitchers coming up from Springfield.
Good.
To join them.
So what do I need to do to get on the Garage Happy Hour? Do I need to shave my head?
Yes, you do.
Are you
got Dan Buck on tonight, right?
Joe Buck.
What I meant. Sorry.
Yeah. Dan, I know Dan as well.
I know. We can get Dan Buck on.
I know Dan.
Joe Buck, relation, by the way.
Joe Buck, the voice of Fox Sports, the Super Bowl, the World Series, who started his career at KMOX Radio. He will be with us, with me today at 5:30 on the Garage Happy Hour.
Good guy.
It'll be
ask
fun.
Him if he's doing any more voiceovers for like dogs playing in the backyard or anything. Those were great.
I know. He is,
those
actually.
Those were great.
He's still doing those.
All right. Tom Ackerman, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Hang around. Kilmeade's up next with the latest on whatever's going on up in D.C. Annie Fry in here noon to 3, and we will see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.